Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Gidi Padatari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Gidi Padatari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Gidi Padatari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Gidi Padatari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Padivraja Kacharya Asthotra Sutta Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Padivraja Kacharya Asthotra Sutta Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnav Brinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम खुंद राधा खुंद गिटी गोबर धन की जाय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय। श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जाय। श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जाय। गंगमयी की जाय। यमुनामयी की जाय। भक्ति देवी की जाय। तुलसी देवी की जाय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जाय। गौ प्रेमानंदी। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय उत्तिष्ठो तिष्ठ राजर्षे इमाम उदाधि मेखलम् दस्युभ्य क्षत्रबन्धुभ्यो भिव्यथीं पातुम् अर्हसि उत्तिष्ठो तिष्ठ राजर्षे इमाम उदाधि मेखलम् दस्युभ्य क्षत्रबन्धुभ्यो भिव्यथीं पातुम् अर्हसि उत्तिष्ठो तिष्ठ राजर्षे इमाम उदाधि मेखलम् दस्युभ्य क्षत्रबन्धुभ्यो भिव्यथीं पातुम् अर्हसि
ladies. Ladies. Utishtha,
please get up.
Utishtha,
please get up. Raja Rishe, O saintly king, Imam, this earth, Udhati, by the ocean, Mekalam, surrounded, dasyubhya, from the rogues, kshatrabandhubhya, from the unclean kings, bhibhyatim, being very much afraid, patum, to protect, arhasi, you ought. O best of kings, please get up, get up. Just see this world surrounded by water and infested with rogues and so-called kings. This world is very much afraid, and it is your duty to protect her. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Whenever an acharya comes, following the superior orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative, he establishes the principles of religion as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. Religion means abiding by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Religious principles begin from the time one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the acharya's duty to spread a bona fide religious system and induce everyone to bow down before the Supreme Lord. One executes the religious principles by rendering devotional service, specifically the 9 items like hearing, chanting, and remembering. Unfortunately, when the acharya disappears, rogues and non-devotees take advantage and immediately begin to introduce unauthorized principles in the name of so-called swamis, yogis, philanthropists, welfare workers, and so on. Actually, human life is meant for executing the orders of the Supreme Lord, and this is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me and become my devotee. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. The main business of human society is to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at all times, to become his devotees, to worship the Supreme Lord, and to bow down before him. The acharya, the authorized representative of the Supreme Lord, establishes these principles, but when he disappears, things once again become disordered. the perfect disciples of the Acharya, try to relieve the situation by sincerely following the instructions of the spiritual master. At the present moment, practically the entire world is afraid of rogues and non-devotees. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is started to save the world from irreligious principles. Everyone should cooperate with this movement in order to bring about actual peace and happiness in the world.
Om Agyan Timidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Milidham Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahagana Raghunathan Bitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padahan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Bitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
O best of kings, please get up, get up. Just see this world surrounded by water and infested with rogues and so-called kings. This world is very much afraid. And it is your duty to protect her. We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text Number 48. We find in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam the daughter of Vidarbha discovers that her husband, the king, is dead. And she's crying out in desperation for him to rise.
knowing what a lamentable condition it would be in the world without his leadership. And Srila Prabhupada is comparing to the acharya. Prabhupada says, whenever an acharya comes following the superior orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representatives, he establishes the principles of religion as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. Without true spirituality, great souls see that we are dead. The bodily conception of life is avidya, it is ignorance. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam that this body is a dead corpse flapping for a few minutes only. We make such a big thing out of what we could accomplish in this life. On the physical plane, whether it is by power or fame, or trying to make our mark in the world. But in reality, we're just talking about a dead body flapping for a few moments only. Srila Prabhupada explains all that we do, all of our relationships, our accomplishments, our life is like a foaming bubble floating in the ocean of material existence. And at any moment, it will burst into oblivion. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with his associates with the simple message, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Goda Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jayomaya, Pisachira Kole. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up. You are sleeping in the lap of Maya. Forgotten your true purpose and the true glory of your very existence as the eternal servant of Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada in 1965 was in New York City, he had no money. He had no fixed place of residence. He was 70 years old. He came on a cargo ship where he endured heart attacks. His health was not good. And yet he was seeing all around him the wealthiest, most influential and powerful city in the entire world. Gigantic buildings, opulent cars, people dressed luxuriously, eating whatever they wanted, doing whatever they wanted to do. And yet he looked upon everyone in the city with pity, with compassion, because he saw they were bereft of the only thing that is of any true value,
devotion to Krishna. The soul is the source of life. The body's dead. It only moves. It's only conscious because of the soul within it. Forgetful of the soul, we are identifying with death. How can we be happy in that situation? Maya, or the illusory energy, is expertly empowered to delude us to think that we are this body, and that we are the enjoyer, the controller, and the proprietor of the things of this world, and accomplishing these will make us happy. And in doing so, keeps us in this long, long state of sleep, where we have all these mundane dreams of misconception. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and asked his associates to wake us up. A devotee, in order to truly be empowered to wake up others, cannot be attracted to this dream of material existence. Whether one is rich or poor, healthy or diseased, powerful or weak, educated or uneducated, this does not impress a self-realized soul. The great souls are only impressed with devotion, with that wakeful state of loving devotional service to Krishna. In Sri Navadvip, there's an island, Mamgachi, and there lived a great devotee named Sharanga Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to initiate people into the sampradaya, to actually become a guru, to give dead people spiritual life. But he was too humble. He didn't want to do it. He was sitting under a tree that was dead. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the tree. Immediately leaves, flowers grew on that tree. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by doing this, showed Sharanga Thakur that I want you to bring to life the dead people of this world by giving them the holy name. So he reflected on this and decided the next morning, the first person he met, he would initiate into the holy name. It was early morning, still dark. He took his bath in the river Ganga, bathing. A small child happened to hit his leg. That child had died from the bite of a snake. And the custom in those days in Bengal is if a child dies of a snake bite, you don't burn him. You don't bury him. You just toss him in the river. So he took the child out of the water and chanted the holy names into the ear of the child. And the child came back to life and became the disciple of Sharanga Thakur, his main disciple.
when the parents found out that the child was alive again, very attached, they came back and told the child, come back home, come back home. He said, that home, I died from that home. That was a previous life. My Gurudev, he's the one who gave me true life. My home is wherever he may be, wherever I can serve him. And he became one of our great acharyas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Sharanga Thakur with his own potency. And this is the goal of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is the goal of life. To awaken ourselves by receiving the mercy of the Lord and by giving that to others. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, what can we do for you? You have saved us from death, from ignorance. You've given us the highest understandings of the spiritual world. What can we do to repay you? Srila Prabhupada's reply, just accept the instructions that I have given you, and what I've given you, give to others. That's all he wanted. We should not be allured or impressed by the apparently fantastic things of this world. Because without pure devotion, they are all simply leading us to death, whatever it may be. Whether we make lots of money, whether we live some extra years, whether India's cricket team wins the World Cup, it's all just leading us to death. That's all. It's a reality. Why should we take these things so seriously? Unless we develop this higher taste of Krishna consciousness, because we are pleasure-seeking by nature, being part of Krishna, anandamayo vyashat, we have to find pleasure somewhere. And what we seek pleasure, and that's where Krishna is going to reveal himself. As we surrender to Krishna, Krishna reveals himself accordingly. If we surrender to looking for pleasure in the things of this world, then Krishna is going to reveal himself as Maya. And we're going to think. And we're going to spend our whole life struggling for the evaporating pleasures of material existence. But if we seek our pleasure in Krishna by hearing, by chanting, by doing seva, by associating with devotees, if we are just sincere, Krishna will reveal that higher taste to us there. And with that higher taste of Krishna's protection, we will be able to withstand the influences of material energy. Otherwise, it's impossible, because we have to. Prabhupada here is explaining that this is the duty of the acharya, to establish these principles, to connect people with the source of all pleasure, Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita,
he compared himself to a gardener. And he said he had so many fruits, the fruits of prema bhakti, love of God. And he said, one of these fruits, by tasting, any person will become satisfied for the rest of eternity.
Srila Prabhupada, even physically, I mean, Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada too, but Lord Chaitanya demonstrated physically such a fruit when he was performing kirtan with his devotees all day long. The devotees were very hungry and very thirsty. They were in the middle of a field. Lord Gauranga had a single seed of a mango. What is the value of a mango seed? People just throw them away. But he took that seed and made a little hole in the ground with his hand and stuck that seed in the ground. And as all the devotees chanted the holy names, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his supreme mystic powers, caused that seed to grow. In front of everybody's eyes, it was a sprout. It became a little tree, and within minutes became a gigantic, full-fledged mango tree. They saw on the tree little buds start to sprout, and within seconds, each bud blossomed into a full, ripe mango. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally collected several hundred of those mangoes. And he tasted one, then with his own loving hands distributed them to his devotees. They were not ordinary mangoes. Each mango had no seed and no skin. Each one was so sweet, so soft, that no one could eat more than one. Completely satisfied the heart with nectar. And for the next 12 months, every day Lord Chaitanya would bring the devotees there to that mango tree. And every day throughout the entire year and every season, he would collect hundreds of mangoes and give one to each devotee. Lord Chaitanya said, I have unlimited fruits of love of God. But how many can I distribute myself? Each one can satisfy anyone's desires forever. Nourish one with eternal life. Awaken the prema of the soul. And the Lord said, it is the duty of every human being within the universe to taste the sweetness of these fruits and to help him to distribute them. And in this context, Lord Chaitanya spoke the famous verse, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janmachar. Special duty of those born in the land of Bharatvarsha, India, to taste the fruits of this devotional service to Sri Krishna and perform the para upakar, the supreme welfare work for all humanity by giving these fruits to others. Maya is so strong.
padam padam yadvi padam natesham, and there's danger at every step in this world. She can destroy you in the form of a tiny little germ that can't be seen within your body, or she could destroy you as an earthquake or a tsunami or a nuclear bomb. Big form, small form. In Europe, during the Middle Ages, there was the bubonic plague, or Black Death. In some countries, half the population, even some countries, two-thirds the population of all humans miserably suffered and died from this one disease. And people thought that it's being spread by cats. So they killed all their cats. Then the disease spread more than ever before. And they realized it was actually spread by rats. And the cats were killing the cats, and they killed the cats, so now the rats were multiplying more than anything. But it wasn't the rats. The rats were just the vahanas, the carriers. It was the fleas on the rats. Fleas are tiny, tiny. Mosquitoes look very big compared to fleas. And these little tiny people this big, they wiped out practically half the population of Europe. This is material nature. Padam padam yadvi padam natesham, no matter who we are. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, this material existence we should see like a latrine. We should just take care of our business and get out. Get out means get out of the consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted to stay. He wanted to stay to help other people get out. But he wasn't in it. It is a desperate situation. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes with tears in his eyes, he would plead with us, take this Krishna consciousness seriously. It was the first instruction of his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at 1 Ultadonga Junction Road in Calcutta when they first met. Srila Saraswati Thakur was emphasizing the only real need for the living being, the jiva, is to awaken his God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Cannot wait for any political, social, or any other adjustment in this world. These things are always coming and going. So the acharyas come to this world to wake us up. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the context of today's sloka that when such an empowered acharya disappears, Prabhupada says, unfortunately, rogues and non-devotees take advantage and immediately begin to introduce unauthorized principles. And even within spiritual societies, oftentimes such confusion. The problem has many factors. But one is ahankar, the false ego. We want to be the proprietor, the controller, and the enjoyer. Even of our spiritual society. Vasudev Ghosh, in a beautiful song he wrote in separation from Lord Chaitanya, he writes, if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, if Lord Gauranga had not come to this world, what would have become of us? How would we have ever understood the glory that comprises Sri Radha's love? Who would have taught us these things? And toward the end of this beautiful prayer, he tells us, just keep a simple heart. Simplicity is so important. Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this is the first principle and first qualification to understand Krishna consciousness. Simplicity. Simplicity means no duplicity. It means, essentially, to not have a separate agenda. To just want to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Without ego. I was just reading a statement by Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he explains, due to the false ego, there is all sorts of party spirit. People who have their own agenda. And he said, this party spirit, which causes us to criticize others, is the enemy of true religion. But if our hearts are not simple, if we allow this false pride, this arrogance, this desire to be to enjoy within our spiritual circles, creates havoc. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his description of the representation of the different demons that came to Vrindavan. There was the demon of the devastating forest fire. Krishna had just danced on the hoods of Kaliya, and by the prayers of the Nagapatnis, his devotees, Krishna forgave Kaliya and gave Kaliya bhakti because he surrendered. He had no ego left. Krishna danced on his head and all of his poison and all of his blood, everything started pouring out and there was nothing left of him. In his totally humbled state, he was able to hear the prayers of his wives and he understood. And then he offered similar prayers and Krishna gave him bhakti. Then Krishna went to take rest with all the Brijabasis on the bank of the river Yamuna. It's a beautiful night. But in the middle of the night, they all awoke, enveloped, surrounded by a massive fire. This fire was reaching to the sky, like four walls around them. And in total desperation, they turned to Krishna. And for Krishna, he just inhaled, and the entire fire went into his mouth, extinguished. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this forest fire represents
communal discord among devotees. It must be distinguished. And as I read this, I was remembering Srila Prabhupada telling us about when he was at Sri Radha Kund with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Prabhupada that there is fire in the mat. Different leaders are fighting over position. Now we have a big, beautiful temple in Bagh Bazar of Calcutta. They're fighting over facility, fighting over offices, fighting over who gets manpowers. He compared it to fire. And that fire is great enemy. It's a demon. Therefore, Vasu Ghosh says, keep a simple heart. Srila Prabhupada said you could show your love by how you cooperate. And most of the disagreements of devotees are based on false ego. But the nature of the false ego is it doesn't want to admit that it's false ego. The nature of the false ego is you have to make your stance something very, very glorious based on the highest tattva of philosophy that I'm defending. But oftentimes, sometimes it is, no doubt. But we could really only defend that highest philosophy properly if we don't have false ego. So yes, fire burns when the acharya disappears from the world. And Srila Prabhupada, when he saw that after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left, the fire really started burning. And because of that discord, it crippled the united effort to wake up the sleeping souls. While billions of people are dying in the state of ignorance, the few people who have the medicine are fighting over it. So Srila Prabhupada, he took it himself across the ocean, all around the world, and ultimately came back to Bombay and established his office here and told us we can show our love for him by how we cooperate. But cooperation is not just a sentiment. In order to actually cooperate, we have to strive. Trinadapi sunichena turor ivasi hishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. How many times did Srila Prabhupada quote this? And all of our great acharyas. We have to strive to have a simple heart, to just want to serve. If we really have that service attitude and we genuinely strive to take shelter of the holy name, then Guru and Krishna reveal the essence within us. Otherwise, so many interpretations. how is it every great religion in the world as a cardinal principle is forgiveness? Seeing everyone with equal vision, Pandita Samadarshana. But yet oftentimes people in the guise of religion are the most discriminating, unforgiving people that have ever stepped foot in this planet. We must seek the essence. And we cannot see the essence, even if it's right in front of us, unless we're really striving to live by the true character of a Vaishnava. Where we're really striving to wake up with a simple heart and seeing the need in the world, the desperate need. Hadirnama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatirandyata. We are meant to be carriers of the greatest of all medicine, the holy name of Krishna. Assist Srila Prabhupada in distributing this medicine. And all important is our character, the simplicity of our heart, to be grateful to receive it, and to be grateful to serve. These are some thoughts about today's verse. Would any of my god brothers like to speak something? Bhakta Rupa Prabhu? Whatever makes you happy.
If someone has not made a commitment to the spiritual master, but is trying his, he has some desire to serve Krishna in some small way, he's partially surrendered, say. He's not pretending to be something that he's not. He's honest and straightforward. Is that still within the definition of simplicity?
Yes. Certainly. Many of the people who were instrumental in helping Srila Prabhupada establish Krishna consciousness in India were not his disciples. They didn't surrender their lives to commit to his mission. But they liked him. And they really wanted to help him. And they didn't want anything for themselves. They really wanted to help them. Some of them put their lives on the line. And Srila Prabhupada loved these people. In fact, some of these people, he gave more time than most of his disciples. He gave so much time to them because he saw they had simple hearts and they wanted to help. They didn't have ulterior motives. And Srila Prabhupada blessed them. He showered blessings upon them. And some of them never got initiated. They never formally joined the institution. But they loved Prabhupada, and Prabhupada loved them, and they wanted to help. And because of that, Srila Krishna empowered them to do incredible things. If it wasn't for them,
these temples wouldn't even be here today. Huh? He put some of them on the bureau, which was the, you know, the legally proprietor of lands, because they wanted to help. So yes, you know, the that commitment to the mission is a higher expansion of that simplicity of heart. But at the same time, if we commit to the mission, but then we lose that simplicity, or we don't have that simplicity, it will be a great impediment, not only in our own spiritual life to access the mercy we're striving for, but it could be a great impediment for our movement. So whether one is serving just in a mood of helping with a simple heart, or whether one is fully committed with a simple heart, either one will be very, very pleasing to the Lord. And whether one's outside or inside, if we have this duplicity, if we have our separate agenda, our own motivations, it not only blocks our own spiritual progress, but it could create much disturbance. Does that answer your question? Thank you. There were people who helped Prabhupada who had Mayavadi gurus. And Prabhupada gave them so much time and so much love and so much affection, because with simple hearts, they, in their service to Prabhupada, they just wanted to serve. They just wanted to help. And Prabhupada loved them. He didn't even make an issue about who their guru was. He saw they wanted to help, and he engaged them incredibly for year after year after year. And I'm sure Krishna is going to take them to the spiritual world, regardless of their external situations, because of their help to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Brajahari Prabhu. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for the very wonderful lecture. Maharaj, in the lecture you mentioned that the nature... Maharaj, in the lecture you mentioned that the
spell is meant to wake us up.
Okay. Maharaj, in the lecture you mentioned that the nature of a false ego is such that we don't even realize that we have false ego. So how to go past it? How to understand actually that we are having false ego?
By associating with people who do not have false ego. When we read Srila Prabhupada's books with a simple mind, he's exposing our false ego at every page. When you come to Srimad Bhagavatam class, our false ego is being exposed at every moment, practically. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada said we should take to this process of associating devotees, performing our sadhana with sincerity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das Adas Adas Anudas to be the servant of the servant of the servant. That's the standard. of sincerity, to strive for that. Not for the things of this world. If we're sincere, it's obvious. Do we want to control? Do we want to possess? Or do we want to serve? If we're envious of others, that's false ego. If we're craving for position, or craving for control, that's false ego. If we're craving for service, that's Krishna consciousness. So we perform our sadhana and we perform our seva and we associate with devotees who uplift us. But if we don't have a simple heart, it takes such a long time. It may take many, many, many births. But if we have a simple heart, then everything is so easily understood. Any other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for such a nice lecture. Maharaj, sometimes like in Krishna consciousness, due to previous anarthas, we commit some mistakes and then due to false ego, we try to hide it. So, you know, what people will think, what devotee will think. So how to open ourselves fully and surrender to Guru and like senior devotees?
When we read the prayers of the truly great souls, they're not trying to hide their faults. They're admitting faults that they don't even have. Read the prayers of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami when they met Lord Chaitanya. They're considering themselves sinful, criminals, abominable. Serving malechas, most fallen, nobody more fallen than us. Haridas Thakur, when he was asking Lord Chaitanya, let my body die before you. And Lord Chaitanya said, what will be the happiness of my living in this world without you? And Thakur Haridas said, don't try to create this illusion. I am the most abominable. I am the most sinful. This body is degraded. Everything about me is degraded. I'm serving low-class people. I'm a low-class person. All of your other devotees are fit to sit on my head. But yet, even though I am untouchable, and anyone who even comes near me becomes contaminated. This is Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm touching you for my own purification. Bhaktivinod, Narottam Das. These are spotless, pure paramhamsas, and they're speaking about so many faults that they have. Kaviraj Goswami tells that I'm lower than a worm in stool. How many of us really feel that way about ourselves? Prabhupada said he wasn't just saying it, he felt it. But in that state, he was totally taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore he was in ecstasy. So why should we try to present ourselves as being great? Just be humble and take shelter and be eager to serve. That is the
path of perfection. Hare. We will end here. I thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Breakfast Prasadam is there for everyone.